is an audio article created by the Maritime Archaeology Trust, who are based in Southampton. It has been created as part of the Forgotten Wrecks of the First World War project, and been made possible thanks to funding from the Heritage Lottery Fund. The Forgotten Wrecks project is being run by the Maritime Archaeology Trust. Between 2014 and 2018, the project aims to research the stories behind the 700 or so vessels that were wrecked off the south coast of England during the First World War. A separate 7-minute article, available via the Talking News Federation and the Maritime Archaeology Trust, provides background information about the project. This article is about the SS Ballarat. SS Ballarat was a passenger liner built in 1911 in Scotland by Caledon Company. Prior to the war, she was used to transport emigrants from the UK to Australia, but in 1914 the British government requisitioned her for war service. Ballarat initially served as an Indian transport vessel before becoming a troopship carrying Australian troops. In February 1917, Ballarat left Melbourne on passage to Devonport with 1,602 Australian troops. Reinforcements from Victoria for the 2nd and 4th Australian Brigades, and a general cargo which included copper and bullion. This was the ship's 13th voyage, which caused concern amongst some of the troops. By April, the ship was approaching the end of its voyage. On the 25th, as Ballarat steamed into the English Channel, the Australian officers arranged a memorial service to commemorate Anzac Day. At 2 p.m, as preparations were underway, a massive explosion tore a hole in the starboard side of the ship, and Ballarat started taking water instantly. Despite a number of lookouts and an escorting destroyer, nobody had seen the U-boat UB-32 approach and fire a torpedo. Vessels were summoned to take the Australian soldiers and crew off the sinking liner, and within an hour all of them had been safely rescued. Ballarat was taken in tow, and hopes were high that she might be saved, but in the early hours of the next morning she sank, approximately 9 miles south of the Lizard Point. The captain of Ballarat, Commander G.W. Cockman, R.N.R. D.S.O., received the congratulations of the Admiralty, and the Australian troops were congratulated by the King. Today the remains of the Ballarat lie in approximately 80 metres of water off the Cornish coast. You've been listening to one of a series of audio articles created by the Maritime Archaeology Trust as part of their Heritage Lottery-funded Forgotten Wrecks of the First World War project. Future articles will cover more of the wrecks and sites that are being researched and investigated through the project. We'd love to get your feedback on these articles and suggestions for what you'd like to hear about in the future. And, of course, if you'd like to get involved as a project volunteer. Perhaps you'd like to write or record one of the future audio articles. Please contact us via the project website at www.forgottenwrecks.org or via telephone on 02380 237 300. Your reader for this article has been Finola Fitzpatrick. That brings us to the end of this audio article. Thank you for listening and goodbye.